So, good afternoon, everyone. Many thanks for taking the time out of your day for joining this webinar. My name is Joel Penn. I am a senior associate in the sales and customer relations department here at European Data Warehouse. And today I am going to be going over or giving you a live demonstration of the latest version of Advance, which some of you may already know is our web-based analytics front-end tool, which provides to analysts, investors, researchers, and also issuers an easy and interactive way to access our loan-level data. So we've made a fair number of updates to the tool since we released it at the end of last year. So I do hope you will find this webinar informative. So I'm going to go through the demonstration shortly. What I'll probably do is leave around 5-ish minutes at the end for a brief Q&A session. You may all notice within WebEx there is a chat section. So if at any point during the webinar you do have a question, please feel free to type that in and I will look to give you an answer at the end of the demonstration. So without further ado, we can now proceed to the demonstration of Advance. So what you'll see on your screen here is the main website, which you will see when you go to the tool. You'll notice also in the middle there is in big bold writing, it says 1 billion loan records. This is actually something we hit recently. It's quite a large number, so we thought we'd make it quite big and bold in the middle for everyone to see. When you do subscribe to the tool, you will be given some login credentials. And what we'll do is here, we'll do that now. So we'll just log into the tool. And as you log in, you'll basically be presented with a summary screen, so to speak, or a main page, so to speak. There are a number of views to this page. As soon as you log in, you'll be presented with a My Portfolio page. So this gives you the opportunity, whether you're an investor or a researcher and there's a certain number of deals that you're interested in or you want to keep an eye on, you have the ability to add these deals into your portfolio. Now, there's not only one portfolio, there are a number. You can add multiple portfolios if you like. As you can see, this is my default portfolio. Of course, I've done many demonstration, so it's quite large, but also what you'll see over here is I have a number of different portfolios here, for example UK portfolio, etc. So the second view on this page is the statistics page. This gives you a nice interesting overview of what we have in the platform. So you'll see it's all split by asset class. This is actually run by Power BI, so some of you may know that. And you can see the exactly number of deals, the number of active deals, cumulative loans, etc. So it just gives you a nice understanding of what we have on the platform. It's also interactive. For example, if you click on RMBS, all the figures will update based on your selection. The third and final view on this page is the deal search function. So here is where you can actually search for a specific deal, or perhaps there's a specific filter that you want to put down for your search. There's two ways of doing this. Either there is a search bar at the top here. For example, if you want to type Gosforth, for example, there will be a drop-down menu based on what you type. Or if you're perhaps interested in a certain subsector of deals. For example, if you're only interested in deals from Italy, perhaps only from FCA Bank, you can do that pretty quickly. So that's basically the summary page or the front page of the tool. Let's now decide to perhaps look into a deal. Let's take a scenario. We are an investor. We have a portfolio of deals. We're perhaps interested in investing in another deal. We want to understand that deal, perhaps compare that to other deals in our portfolio. So Let's take a scenario here. So what I'll do is I will choose a deal from my portfolio. I'll choose this Spanish Imcacamar 5 deal. What you'll do is you'll click on the ED code, which is our internal identification number for each deal. And once you click on that, you'll be presented with a summary of the deal. So what we have here is all the key information. So you have all the bond information, all the asset information. You have some other information such as the annualized CPR, all the counterparties, etc. On the right-hand side, you'll have a couple of performance charts. So how much is performing, how much is in default, etc. And the second chart is split into all the different delinquency buckets. What you may notice with all the charts on this tool is that you can flip the charts. So the chart looks interesting. Perhaps if you're only interested in the data, you can flip the chart and you'll be presented with the numbers right in front of you. This is also HTML, so you can copy and paste that into an Excel spreadsheet as when you like. Another interesting feature is that you can download any of these charts as a JPEG or a PDF, for example, by clicking this button here, and you can choose which specific format you like. Additionally, you can also go back in time. So at the moment, we're looking at the latest snapshot from August. Perhaps you want to go back in time to say January 2017, it's completely up to yourself. So it all depends what kind of area you're looking at. So I think what's key here is, and that one of the key updates we've made to the tool is, not only can you look at the loan level data that we have on the platform, but we've also been digitizing all the investor report data as well. So basically, you can basically compare the data that we've extracted from the investor reports and compare it to the data that's in the loan level data. So what you have initially is this toggle button here, and you can toggle between the investor report data and the loan level data. This is purely for the bond information. So at the moment, we're looking at the investor report information for the bond. If you click the loan level data, you can toggle that and the data will change accordingly. Additionally, with the asset information, so you have all the balances, all the weighted averages, all the arrears indicators, and you can see there's two columns here, one for investor reports and one for loan level data. And you as the investor, or us as an investor, we're now looking at, we can compare the data in the investor reports to the data that we have on our platform. Another interesting thing to see here is the ED commentary. Now, obviously, every issuer must comply with a special template, a special ECB loan level data template. But sometimes an issuer will report this data in slightly different ways. So what will happen is we have an analyst who looks after each deal, and he or she understands the data inside out. And if there's any strange data or strange piece of data that doesn't really make sense or looks a bit strange, he will write a comment in this section stating or explaining the strange piece of data. For example, this number three here, it says number of months in arrears is reported for loans classified in arrears or default, rounded up. So we can tell in this case, for this issuer, for loans, for example, in 1 month in arrears, they will round up the number of days to the next month. So that just gives you a bit of better of understanding of the data that's being provided. If that still doesn't answer your question and you're looking at this strange piece of data, on top of that, you can contact the analyst directly. So in this case, it's our Spanish analyst, Cesar Fernandez, who's looking after this deal. You can send him a mail directly, or also you can even give him a call directly. One thing you will also see at the top here, and some issuers who are logged into this webinar will know all about this, is we have our DQS scores. So we've obviously rate every deal based on the quality of the data. So you can see here we have two scores. They range from A to F. The first score is based on the amount of rules that fail. So we have thousands of rules running on the data when we receive the submissions. And it all depends on how good the quality of the data is, how many rules have failed, and that will reflect in the data quality score 1. Data's quality score 2 is based on manually the analyst will look at the data and come up with findings. So the more findings there are for the deal, the lower the score. And we've actually seen that since we released this last year, we've seen the quality of data improve vastly. So this, again, you as the user or us as the investor can see how good the quality of the data is. So we now have an understanding of the deal. We now understand what the deal looks like. We understand the bond information, the key weighted averages. Let's now take a look at the history of the deal. How has it performed over time? How could it potentially perform in the future? So let's click on the history button. So what we can see now is a number of charts giving us a little insight into the history of the deal. A key part of this page is this performance information on the top left. So this gives an idea of the arrears curve, the default curve, redeemed, repurchased, etc. And we can see how much of the deals in arrears or how much of the deals in default going back to the beginning of 2014. So it just gives you an understanding of how the deals performed. Again, as with all the other charts, you can flip this and just see the figures directly in front of you. Again, you can also download the chart if perhaps you want to use it as a presentation. On the right-hand side, it works in a pretty similar way. We've just split the lines into different delinquency buckets. So 1, 2, 3, etc. And again, with all these charts, you can add and remove things pretty easily. So perhaps you're only interested in 1 and 2. You can remove these lines and you only have the lines or the matrices for 1 month in arrears and 2 month in arrears. Additionally, we're currently looking at the percent of current balance. Perhaps you're interested in number of loans. You can do that pretty easily. Pretty much at the click of a button, you can turn that into a number of loans. As we move down the page, we can see different time series. So we're seeing, for example, on the left, we have the number of active loans over time. And here we have the key weighted averages. So this is the seasoning. Perhaps we're interested in the average interest rate. We can see how that's sort of performed since 2014. Another interesting part of this page is at the bottom here. It looks quite complicated, but I can quite simply explain it to you, and it's quite a popular piece of the tool. So what we're looking at here is how many loans or how much of the deal has gone from one status to another in a certain period of time. So at the moment, we're looking at May 2018 to August 2018. The vertical axis is the old date, and the horizontal axis is the newer date. And we take this 2.01, for example. What this explains is it tells us that 2.01% of the deal has gone from performing to arrears in this space of time. So again, it gives you a much deeper dive into the specific loans that have turned from performing to arrears or vice versa. And also, on top of that, if you really want to see these specific loans, you can actually click this number and an Excel spreadsheet will process and download for you. So if you want to look at deeper trends as well. So we know what the deal is made up of. We understand the history of the deal. Now let's see, we want to take the deal and then benchmark it against some other deals. Perhaps some other deals we have in the portfolio or perhaps against the whole country. We'll go to the benchmark area. So now what we can do is we can benchmark this deal against a number of preset data sets. So at the moment, what we've got here is a very simple chart, but it's quite powerful. What we've got is four lines here. We've got the country, so this is the whole of Spain. We've got the deal. We've got all the deals from this issuer, and we've got all the deals from this vintage. We've got four options. We can look at arrears over 2 months, arrears over three, arrears and default. So for example, let's just remove these two. So this is an interesting chart to see how this deal compares to the rest of the deals in the same country. So it just gives you a quick snapshot. And even something like that, which just gives you a nice snapshot of the whole of Spain that we have in the platform. On the right-hand side, it works in a similar way, but it's on a deal basis. So each of these little bars is a specific deal.
So, for example, we can see our deal, which is the light blue, is sitting up here. So we know this deal is quite high up compared to the rest of the deals in the spectrum. And each bar you can see will show the name of the deal and the corresponding number. As we move down, we have some more distribution benchmarks. So for example, we've got the CLTV bands. So how much of the deal is in a certain CLTV bracket compared to Spain, for example, or the other deals from the same issuer. So just to explain, let's take these two numbers here. We know that our deal, 26% of this deal, has a CLTV of between 40 and 50%, and that compares to 12% in Spain. On the right-hand side, it works in a very similar way to this chart, but it's just based on the distribution benchmark rather than the performance benchmarks. Now, on top of this, we went through earlier our different portfolios, so you can create your own portfolio. On top of this, what you can do is you can add one of your portfolios into this page. So up here we have the select portfolio to add, and what we're going to do for this purpose, we're going to add the Spanish portfolio. Press go, and then what it will do, it will add all our deals in the Spanish portfolio. So took a little longer than normal, but what we can see here is now there's an extra line and it shows you our portfolio. So perhaps you've got a portfolio internally that you want to add to this benchmarking page. You can do that very easily. For example, here you can now see benchmark your portfolio against the rest of Spain, for example. Also, all your deals will appear in these charts as well. So moving on, we now know how the deal sits with the rest of the market. We understand the history. What we can also do, if you want to do an added level of analysis, we can add it in the data. There's also some regional nuts codes. And what we've done is we've taken that and used that to create some maps. So we can basically map the data based on where the loan was originated. So, for example, on the left here, we have the two maps which are representing our deal. And on the right, we have the two maps which represent the whole of Spain. So we have a number of different options you can do. Currently, we're looking at primary income and OLTV, original loan to value. There are also other options you have. For example, current interest rate you can do. So you can see what the average interest rate per region is based on the loan level data. On top of this, what you can do is at the moment we're looking at all the loans in the specific deal and all the loans in Spain. Perhaps you're only interested in a subset. Perhaps you're only interested in perhaps defaulted loans, for example. So what you can do is you can click this filter button and you have a number of options, but for this purposes, we'll just choose default. We'll apply the filters. And what will happen is the system will take that request and will only show you loans that are in default. So now we can see the average interest rate of defaulted loans in this deal and also the average interest rate of defaulted loans in Spain. And of course, as I said, you can always download any one of these maps as and when you like. So moving on, let's go to the strat section. Now, this is basically taking the benchmarking another step deeper. So we were doing benchmarking before just based on some line charts. What you can do now is compare this deal to any other deal on the platform, and you can really compare one mandatory field to the next. So at the moment we're showing account status, months in arrears, CLTV, interest rate type. Again, you can choose what you like. There are a number of options. So let's say we want to compare this deal to another deal, or perhaps the whole of Spain again. So you'll press this compare button and then a box will pop up and you'll have a number of options. So what you can do, you can actually add up to four slots in this strat section. So I think to start, we'll just add the same country, Spain. And what you do, you press add compare and pretty much instantly, you will get all the information for the Spanish market on our platform. Now, you can quickly compare using the bar charts, or you can flip and you can quickly compare the figures from one deal to the other. Now, not only that, perhaps you want to add build a bigger picture. Let's say you want to add another deal. Perhaps you have another deal in the portfolio that you want to compare to. So we'll take another Spanish deal, for example. We'll take this one. We'll add that to the compare. And now what we have is the third comparison in the strat section. Again, you can just flip and see the numbers right in front of you. Again, you can also download any chart if you like. Now, on top of that, if you're an issuer, for example, and you are perhaps putting together a new deal, and perhaps you want to compare your internal loan pool to any loan pool we have in the platform, you can also do that. So what we'll do is, there's a little option here called loan data file. So what this gives you the option to do is upload your own internal loan pool and add this into this page. Obviously, it doesn't get stored anywhere. It only gets uploaded onto the platform for this purpose. As soon as you leave the page, it gets deleted. So what we'll do is we'll give that a test. I do have a test file here. So we've got RMBS test here. And what it will do now, the system will upload the file. As you can see, it's a CSV. That's a format that we accept. So again, if you're putting a deal together, perhaps also you're an investor and you've invested directly into a loan pool, you can compare that pretty quickly. So you can see the file's now been uploaded. We can add that to the compare, and now we can see we're starting to build a picture here. So on top of that, what you can do is you can filter what you want to look at. So in line with the geo function, you can also filter. So for example, let's press this filter button and you have a number of options. So let's follow with the geo. Let's just take the defaulted loans. We'll include all comparisons and then we'll apply the filters. And then everything will update based on your selection. So you can quickly and just get an understanding of the defaulted loans in each portfolio. So moving on to the next section. So on top of this, if you're an investor, there are also due diligence requirements that you have. And what we've done is we've put together a monitoring report. So for example, if you need to fulfill your due diligence requirements, perhaps you have a request from your compliance team to understand what deals are in your portfolio, you can put this together for you, and you can basically download something and put it in your drawer. So you have four boxes here. So perhaps we'll do summary and history, and we'll press generate and download. And what this will do is we'll generate a Excel file just giving you the basic or features of the deal. So I'll quickly show that to you. So you can see we've got the name of the deal, all the key information that we showed on the summary page, the geographic distribution, and also all the historical information. So on top of that, what you can do is add the benchmarks and the strats, which is another option here. So moving on, let's go to the download section. What is also a new addition to the tool is that you can now download directly all the investor reports. So all the investor report data files are here, the prospectus. And also, if you just purely want the loan level data, the raw files, you can do that here. So you have the loan level data, the bond level data in CSV format, and also the Excel format if that's what you prefer. So this is basically the deal level information. What I'll quickly touch on is the more top-down approach, which is another part of the tool, which is up here called the LLD Analyzer. I'll briefly touch on that, which is more of a macro look at things rather than on a deal level basis. So I'll quickly touch that. So you can choose which asset class you like. And what will happen is a new pop-up will come up. And it will basically give you a quick rundown of what we have in the platform. Again, this is run by Power BI. I'm not sure some of you may be experienced with Power BI. But you see we've got a number of charts here. It also shows you how many loans are in the universe on our platform, how many deals, etc. We have a couple of basic charts here. For example, number of loans per country, average interest rate per country. What you'll notice here is that all the charts work in conjunction with each other. So for example, if I click Spain, all the data will update based on what I click. So you can see the Spanish data. Now I'm not going to go into every single chart, but there are a number of them. So we've got a number of charts based on account status, based on arrears, so the different arrears buckets, the borrower, whether they're employed or not, the type of interest rate, whether it's floating or fixed, the type of loan, perhaps it's repayment or it's interest only, even down to the type of property that's being used in the loan. So I'll just concentrate on one chart, just show you what can be done. So we'll go to the arrears section, and what you'll notice here at the top is there are four boxes. So at the moment we're looking at absolutely everything in the RMBS universe. We have the option to choose which country, which data owner. For today's purposes, we'll just choose Spain. So now everything's updated based on the Spanish data. So we're only looking at Spanish data at the moment. So let's take this chart here, which is comparing the CLTV to all the different delinquency buckets for the Spanish market. So 1 month in arrears, two, three, etc. So let's say we're only interested in a certain bucket. Perhaps let's say only interested in loans that are 3 months in arrears, for example, this bar here. What you can do is you can drill down into that bar by clicking this arrow button. And if we click on this 3 month bar here, we'll be drilled down to the next level, which shows us a split by issuer. So now what we're looking at here is the average CLTV for loans, 3 months in arrears, divided by each issuer. Now, if you want to go one level deeper, for example, Europea de Titulación, you click that, and then it shows all the different deals. So now we're looking at it on a per deal basis. So again, there are a huge amount of things you can do with this LLD analyzer. This is just one chart, so there's a number of other charts that you can play around with. But as I said, what I was saying is that this is more of a top-down approach. You start from the top and work your way down. Rather than with the deal, you start at the bottom and work your way up. So we thought we'd include this as a something different for the users. So in general, that is the main part of Advance and the main features, the main updates. The last thing I'll quickly touch on is our research area. This is something completely new. Once you subscribe to Advance, you'll also be able to have access to all our research. So if you click the research button, you'll come up. At the moment, there's two big research papers in there at the moment. For example, we've got the RMBS index for Spain. I'll briefly touch on that, and it'll just give you an access to our latest index. So that's a new feature that we've added to the tool. So I'd say in general, that is the main part of the tool. I'd be happy now to see if anyone had any questions. I think we have two or three minutes to go. So just wait a minute or so to see if anyone has any questions on the tool. Okay, so we have one or two questions already. Someone's asking whether there's a trial available. There is indeed. If you are interested in the tool, we are offering a trial for the tool. I can provide you with the contact details at the end of this presentation if you are interested in that. There's an email address and also a phone number, which I'll go into shortly. Second question is a good one. With regards to uploading your internal loan pool files, does it need to be in a special format? Yes, it does. It needs to match the ECB template. So you need to make sure that all the data matches the ECB template, otherwise it won't upload. So if you want to go deeper into that, if you have any questions, then just you feel free to email us and I can go over that with you if you like. So, okay, it looks like we have no more questions at the moment. So, what I'll do is just to give you a quick recap. So, all the new features So not only do we have the loan level data, we also have the investor report data in the deal summary. We have obviously the analyst name and contact information if you want to contact us, the deal commentary, the data quality scores, and a number of other things within the downloads page, the additional enhancements like research. Final thing also, if perhaps you're only interested in the deal commentaries as a separate away from the tool, this is something we could talk about. There are a number of options, so on-demand services. We have CDRs that we put together, adjusted loan to values. There are a number of on-demand services that we can cater for. If you're interested in these kind of things, I'll be happy to cater for any requests or any questions concerning the CDRs, deal commentaries, and also data quality scores, if that's interest for you. So, unless we haven't got any more questions, which at the moment doesn't look like it, on the screen now, you'll be seeing all our contact information. So you've got our phone number, our email address, so inquiries at eurodw.eu. If you have any further questions at all about the tool, I'd be happy to answer them and happy to walk you through the next steps. Otherwise, from my side, thank you very much for listening. I hope it was informative for you. And we, from Frankfurt, we wish you a wonderful rest of the day and a run for the rest of the week. Thank you very much. Goodbye.